it's a matter of getting the message out there about flax and providing the consumer with that information so they understand where it fits in with their day-to-day diets. Wayne Thompson, I'm the chair of the Prairie Recommending Committee on Oil Seeds. This is a good line of work because I come from a farm and working in this side of the industry, you get to work with both the farmers and the rest of the value chain. So it's a really nice place to be to participate in the whole value chain system.
You took over last year as chairperson of the PRCO, Prairie Recommending Committee for Oil Seeds. Why did you decide to take that position?
It's an important committee to help ensure that the varieties coming out for both mustard and flax are ones that are going to meet the needs of the industry, being the value-added processors and the farmers, as we want to make sure that the varieties that are being grown on the farm are more profitable than the previous ones.
What stands out for you this year with the PRCO? Last year you recommended for registration the first hybrid brown mustard. What's going on in 2019?
In 2019, we actually don't have any varieties for mustard or flax coming forward. This will be our quiet year, and looking forward to what mustard breeder and flax breeder can bring out next year. But we don't want to just see varieties coming out that aren't going to be of significant interest to farmers or the processors. We want to make sure that if there's a new variety coming forward, a substantial improvement over the previous varieties that are available.
What for you right now is most exciting in oil seeds, but on the flip side, what's also the most challenging thing in the world of oil seeds at the moment?
The most exciting part is just the fact that there's so many opportunities in both crops. They're both opportunities on the food side, the industrial side. The demand for both crops is increasing, again, from both food and industrial. The challenging part is how we fit in and in the crop rotation on the farm, how we fit in with the processors. Are there opportunities out there that we need to take advantage of that maybe we just aren't aware of yet? And the potential for both crops is very exciting. With the flax industry, the demand for the crop is increasing around the world as consumers are looking at products with more health benefits to it, and from that perspective, flax fits very nicely. There's also the interest in plant-based diets, so again, flax fits very nicely into that profile. And as a crop that has opportunities, it's one of the ones that we see as having significant opportunities. Again, with the industrial side, there's still demand for the oil to make coatings, linoleum still. All the long-term requirement or uses for flax are there. Of course, competition with the other crops is always significant. But as a renewable resource, it continues to be on the radar for many companies and the opportunities that they're looking for in the broader consumer market. The consumer side, when it comes to food, there's opportunity after opportunity, and it's a matter of getting the message out there about flax and providing the consumer with that information so they understand where it fits in with their day-to-day diets. With Sask Flax, about 3 years ago now, we did a survey of farmers asking what their priorities were from a research point of view. And the number one answer was straw management on the field. They want to be able to combine the flax and then forget about the straw. And that's still one of our biggest priorities for research. And as we can figure out a way to make harvestability of the flax plant easier for farmers, then I think there's a lot more potential interest from farmers to grow flax in their rotation as an oilseed crop to match up with everything else that they grow. And after that, it's the opportunities on the consumer side that are really exciting still too. I was, the Saskatchewan Flax Development Commission is a fairly typical producer funded and managed organization. With the producer checkoffs, we fund research, flax breeding program, disease markers, agronomy, straw management, nutrition of the plant, and market development. We want to make sure that the demand for flax continues to grow around the world, North America, Asia, EU, so that the more flax that we can grow on Western Canadian acres, there's a place to market it.